This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Now live happening, Ken's last ever radio extravaganza for another hour. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
Looking at the coal, and all of a sudden my mouth exploded in pain. I thought, should I go up? I still have some air left in my lungs. But the pain was too great, so I came up. And I swam to the beach, and I stuck my hand in my mouth, and I could feel a tooth had broken apart into 5 pieces. So I went to the local dentist in the town. I showed him my tooth, all broken. I said, "Do something, I am in great pain." And he said, "I cannot do anything. Someone took my tools. My chair was repossessed. I'm closing my office." And I sat down in the park That's when I decided to become a flower.
In Zen, they say it's the space between the bars that holds the tiger. And it's the silence between the notes that makes the music.
First-rate court for years, and now it's just a bloody mess.
But there's no one here to roll it, dear.
Everything is gone.
There's no one to tend.
The club is gone downhill. The bunkers are shot. The greens are absolutely...
They all ran away to the hills to join their... whatever it is. Foolishness, madness.
No more dances, no more singing. I wanted to start a choral society. I never got a chance to do it.
What was that? It sounded like thunder.
No, that's it's an 88 millimeter, my dear.
In Zen, they say it's the space between the bars that holds the tiger, and it's the silence between the notes that makes the music. These words that are coming out of my mouth right now come out of the silence. Thank you.
We've done nothing but tinker with your airplane and fly moving missions.
Thank you. comes. Then it followed our lives in this new random pattern. And linear constructs of cause and effect, which presumably are realistic.
My name is Forrest. This is Funk. We're going to ask you some questions. You cooperate. Funk is short-tempered, impatient. He has some personal problems he has to work out.
This has nothing to do with anything.
A very mystic lady.
He tends to get upset.
And she had the see-through blouse on, just at the grocery store.
He likes to brutalize people, and we find this very useful during interrogations. You understand what I mean? What's your name? Is there discontent where you work?
Not that I'm aware of.
What was the opinion of your fellow workers when the power plant was transferred to government control?
There was a small percentage who had some gripes about that.
How did you feel?
I felt that it would ultimately benefit myself and my co-workers. And I believe I've been proven correct in my opinion.
Do you remember who was complaining the most?
No, not offhand. I think the worst troublemakers were transferred shortly thereafter.
Transferred?
Yes.
Do you remember their names?
No, not offhand. They were transferred to smaller plants. If
you
really
don't remember who they were, how do you know they were transferred?
They were just faces, people I didn't know very well, people whose last names I don't think I could recall.
But people were there one day and they weren't the next?
Well, no, it wasn't one day and then not the next. People changed jobs. It was over a period.
Yet you feel it was mostly people who were complaining about the transfer of power.
Yes, but that's just conjecture on my part. I'm not positive.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Created live in this moment, happening now, existing only when you think it is existing, and not necessarily not existing at other times. Some may know that if you call 512-472-5667, then you too are happening.
I don't know if it's going to pick up the signal.
Happening. Signal. There's something about signals. Sending signals.
Maybe this is on the...
No, I don't know if it is.
On the air right now.
I don't know. I think maybe...
Because we're not there.
No, I'm not on the air. He's not.
That could be.
But you are. It could... No.
Is there a signal?
Is
we getting through?
No.
Somewhere in the ether, in the atmosphere, in something.
There's... It's not clear.
Okay.
Things that aren't clear happen. If you're not clear, share... Lack of focus. 512-472-5667. 512-472-5667. Yes, he...
Cyclops.
No.
You have
yes.
taught me.
Yes. Oh, hello, yes.
Cyclops have taught me that
and
love is not
jealousy. Yeah.
And the words that cause this perspective...
I'm listening.
...or express this point of view...
And
...is the one eye of love.
I was breathing. Sometimes it's very important to breathe. You hear things when you breathe.
What is that? That is existing at this moment. It's not necessarily that is at this time. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
That's what I've been waiting for. That's what?
In his youth, Carl Heinrich Grahn had a fine tenor voice. One night, having to sing in an opera written by Schumann, Kapellmeister of Brunswick,
sometimes
he got so disgusted with some errors in it that he replaced
the
them by
of
others of his own composition.
The sharing and the reading of the text.
Here I feel the shock
sometimes
of gleeful kinship that I prefer two other ancestors of mine, the young explorer already mentioned,
sometimes.
And that of great pathologist, my mother's
texts.
Maternal grandfather, Nikolai Ilarangulovich Kozlov, first president of the Russian
sometimes.
Imperial Academy of Medicine,
sometimes.
And author of such papers as On the Development
sometimes.
The Idea of Disease.
Sometimes there's the reading of the texts. The texts are read. Sometimes at 4725667, there's the tendency to share the reading of the texts. If you have tendencies, what are tendencies? Do you detect tendencies or their shifts and changes? Do you think that things are always happening the same way? And you expect them to keep happening the way they are, but they suddenly change just when you don't think that they would change? Maybe you think that the changes happen for a reason. Maybe you think that the reason that the changes happen is the very reason that the reason.
Hello?
That's reasons. Yes. 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 Yes.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Sometimes. Sometimes. Sometimes not. And sometimes it's not just the calling. That's not just your calling. And sometimes just when you don't really want it to change, sometimes it has to change. Sometimes it's familiar. Familiarity. Amidst the familiarity, sometimes that's exactly when things need to be said. Sometimes somebody calls up and they say something. They say something unexpected. They speak of tickets. They call and they speak of tickets. They speak of the 7 review tickets. They speak of pairs of tickets. The 7 review pairs of tickets. They speak of 7 pairs of tickets to the Thursday review this January at 27 in the afternoon. And sometimes they give it away. They give it all away. They say that in 2 days it will not be today. And yet, the giveaway today is not for 2 days, but for today's giveaway. The 7, and when I say 4725667, I'm referring to the 7 review and the giveaway and the tickets. You may find that there is balance in the pair. You may not find that the pair is in the season. You may find that you've stashed your pairs away for another season. And yet, at the stash on South First, on the first street south, if you turn left and go down 2,209 blocks and you find the stash on South First Street, there is where they are chanting. They are repeating 4-7 review 5-6-6-7. 4, it is the 7 review that they wish. 2 2 0 2 plus 0 equals 20 new artists for the 7 review, 7 poets reviewed for 7 reviews, 4 musical acts. There are 4 musical acts. There are 7 poets. There are 2 tickets. There are 5 groups of 4 minutes left in the show. Six, seven review. 1 pair of tickets. Thursday, January 27th. 2 days. Call today. End. This thing that they call the 7 review features more than 20 new artists, 7 poets, and 4 musical acts, including, so they say, Red Hunter and Chili Cold Blood. If this means much to you, you may wish to receive the pair of tickets, at which time you would call 472-5667 and you would explain what is going on. And then those tickets are given to you. Giving. Speaking of the giving,
I wish to receive a pair of tickets.
How many tickets are there? How many tickets are there? Yes.
Cool.
It is. What else?
Fossils.
Fossils? How many fossils did you find today?
15.
Would you bring them to the 7 review?
No.
Now? You would bring them now?
No, I wouldn't bring them.
This is not the right time to bring them.
No.
How many new artists?
No, I wouldn't. 6.
6 is correct. What makes an artist new? When do you become new as an artist?
When you're born.
Are you bearing artists? Are you boring artists? Are you suggesting the artist will be boring?
An artist is creative.
Are you suggesting that creation is boring? Or creation is born?
Creation is born.
Are you bored with creation?
Yes.
Don't hang up.
You're bored.
What? You're bored?
Are you bored with creation?
Yes.
Don't hang up.
No, don't hang up. Don't hang up.
You're bored. What? You're bored? Are you bored with creation? Yes. Don't hang up.
Hello?
What? You're bored with creation?
You sound bored.
Hello?
Hello?
It's me, Sarah.
That's what happens.
What?
I don't know. It's hard.
I don't know either.
So, what were you talking about?
Creation.
Why? Not to hang up.
Really?
Really?
Not to hang up.
Don't hang up.
Do you have hang ups to speak of?
Really?
Why?
Not to hang up.
This is awesome.
It is awful. It's awful. It's awful. It's terrible. Everything is that terrible.
Hello?
Hello, everything is terrible.
Hello?
Hello, everything is terrible.
Nothing's terrible.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, everything is terrible.
Terrible?
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 Terrible.
Nothing is terrible.
Everything is terrible. Hello, what has happened?
I don't know. What happened?
Nothing has happened. You're still wanting... Yes. What do you think is so terrible about it?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one who said it was terrible.
I thought that was you. I get the thing of the lines confused. Is there something in particular that makes it terrible?
No.
It's just terrible, like, in a sort of general way? The sort
no,
of feeling
I like
you're
the
not...
explosions in the sky.
Is that terrible?
No, I like it.
Then which part is terrible?
I didn't say anything was terrible. You're the one that said it was terrible.
Okay, hang on, let me check this other one here. What do you think about that?
I didn't say anything was terrible. You're the one that said it was terrible.
No, you said it was terrible.
What?
What?
Hello?
Yeah, oh right.
Hello?
Yes, it is.
Hello?
If you answer the question now and I ask it in 7 seconds, it will all line up.
Hello?
I'll wait for the answer and I'll give the question.
I'll wait.
20 artists.
How many?
4 acts. 7 poets. 20 artists. 20. 4 acts. 7 poets.
20.
20 artists.
How many musical?
20. 4 acts.
How many new musical poets. Acts?
4 new musical acts.
How many old ones? How many boring acts? How many minutes will be spent being bored?
No boring acts.
No, okay. It's...
Never bored. No boring act. Never bored.
So what's something...
No boring act.
There's a microwave involved. It says microwave.
Microwave?
Yes. I forgot about the microwave.
Microwave involved.
Microwave?
I gotta go check on that. Any insight about the microwave?
No.
How many tickets do you think? How many?
2.
What if it were like a different amount? For example.
Then it would be a different amount.
Not 2. Okay, then hold on.
I know you can brush your teeth, but can you comb your teeth? Comb your teeth, and the dentist gives away candy. Oh, Dr. McDonald and split ends, split angels on the head of a pin, important sense of a pin to pencil me, and a nose running on the side of a sleeve, a sneeze made in the palm of a hand.
No discussion of napalm today, I think. What do you think he was bringing up napalm for? Do you think there was a reason? What's so terrible about it?
First breath after a coma.
You brought up the coma also. Why? What does it mean? Don't you always wish there were meaning? Do you seek meaning where it doesn't exist?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Dick Fudge.
I don't know what that means. I'm gonna have to move on. Uh-oh.
Hello.
How come you're still there? I didn't mean to hang up on you, but I didn't hang up on you.
What?
Yes. What is...
You can be well.
Thank you.
The color blue.
I appreciate that, I think. I don't really know.
I don't either.
What do you know?
Right, butterflies.
I know that too. Elaborate. How many white butterflies? Yeah, go.
Your president is lying to you.
Yes, go. Oh, I'm sorry, what? I've lost all track. Someone was supposed to get tickets. They're supposed to bring me the tickets. I've lost track of whom that was.
I want a ticket.
What were you gonna... Why?
I think that was us.
Oh. What were you gonna do with the tickets?
I don't know.
Oh my god, stop that. I'd like to make it stop, but I don't know where it's coming from. Since you complained. I really don't know. It must be this one. Ugh. Anyway, I was getting around to that part.
Right.
This is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You're listening at the moment to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. It happens now in this moment, live and only then. Although you can sort of defeat that existence, you can go back in time, sort of in a way. Only part of you can go back. The part of you that listens can listen and experience in your own way, in the way that you experience in the future at some other time. You can listen on a webpage. All the shows that have happened are archived. They go onto a webpage. The webpage is at counterfolk.com/lastever. You can also search in your given search engine, the one that's given to you or the one that you give into Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, and you will find the page that I have mentioned. You can also find out information about other occurrences of Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, not just the ones that happen here on the radio every Tuesday night from 6 until 7 p.m., but other ones. For example, Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza being featured this Friday in a dance performance at Dance Carousel at Frontera Festival. You can find out more information about that on that webpage that I mentioned, counterfolk.com/last ever. There's a link in the upper right corner that gives you more information. Other existences and occurrences and archives of the shows from the past, going back various times, especially in the last few years and also in the last decade or so, here and there, listening to shows. The show that is happening right now at this particular moment cannot be heard just yet, but soon enough, it will be there too. After it happens, sometime after it happens, it will be there. In the meantime, you can listen to a show in the past, different one or the same one. You don't know. You click the names. They don't tell you much. You get somewhere. You make a judgment. You hear the beginning. You think something. Then it's something else. Or maybe none of that happens. And this is all up to you. I appreciate, however, hearing about some of those things. Or you can just make things up. I appreciate the making of things. You can make things, and I appreciate up. Therefore, you can send email. The address to send email to, if you want to make those things, is ken@counterfolk.com. The spelling of counterfolk is confusing, but it has the letters F-O-L-K in it. You can also send email from that same webpage. Send a message, anything at all. And, oh, right, there. Change is always appreciated as well. If you have incitement or inducement to change, then encouragement. Send those messages, please. And also, once the show is over, but only in the time you're listening to this, at the moment that it's happening, or by coincidence listening to an archive at the moment that a show is also happening, you can also call here on the phone, as some people have done this evening, some people are still doing. The phone number here is 512-472-5667. If this is happening now, and for another 2 hours, after it has finished happening, you can call and speak and not be heard except by me and you're still listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. This is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Thank you for listening. Read about the sources that were combined to make up the program today, posted eventually on the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever. And please send reactions, feedback, greetings, sounds, other things. Send them there, please. That is an inducement and an incitement to communicate. And you may choose to listen to a different show in the future, not in the past. In the past, that's the webpage. In the future, that's the radio. Tuesday nights here, 6 to 7 p.m., and occasionally some other places. That webpage has more information. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. Thank you for doing what you will do with this in your own way. And for sharing back with me and others what that way is, or will be, or hasn't been, or will soon be. Change. What did you think?
It's beautiful.
You have to remember to breathe. Are you breathing?
Yes.
That's good.
Barely.
Oh, here comes another one, sorry.
Postmodern.
pre-modern.
And post-pre-modern.
Prenatal.
Pre-care, MRI.
Postal service.
Postal, rectal.
Pre-care, MRI. Preach.
Teach.
Speech.
Pre-teacher.
Teach.
Existence.
Pre-teacher.
You must not leave. You must not leave this house. You must not see anybody or talk to anybody. Anything you do could have serious repercussions on future events.
I remember when we used to not have to remind ourselves to breathe.
That was a long, long moment.
I remember when we did not have to remind ourselves. I remember when we could sleep on stones.
I remember when we. That was a long, long moment.
I remember when we could sleep on stones. And now we lie together in whispers and in moans.
That was a long, long moan.
And now we lie together in moans.
Thank you again for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Do call back here at 472-5667, especially if you are expecting tickets. I would really like that. I would like you to have them. Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. and on the internet forever, hundreds of shows in archived format at counterfolk.com/lastever. Thank you.